Listening, Part 3. You will hear a talk show with people giving their opinions on a topic. Which statement, A to K, best matches the opinions 15 to 19? Mark your answers for items 15 to 19 on the answer sheet. You will now have 1 minute to read statements A to K. You will then hear the talk show once.
Welcome to today's edition of Have Your Say. I'm Adam McCallan. Our topic today is globalization. Although globalization is now a fact of life, the question remains: what are the main challenges of globalization and how do we deal with them? Our lines are now open for you to have your say.
Number 15.
I think the main challenge is to keep our individuality, as everything is becoming more and more standardized, or, let's be frank, more and more Americanized. I know what I'm talking about because my company has been taken over by an American conglomerate, and now I have a hard time adapting to their time is money culture. I'm not anti-globalization. In fact, I'm all in favor of it, economically and industrially speaking. But we can't ignore the negative effects on our culture and society. People are becoming clones of each other. We're losing our uniqueness, and as a result, the world is becoming a duller place.
Number 16. Okay, we've all heard statements such as 33% of the world's population get only 3% of the whole world's income, and almost half the world's population live on less than $2 a day. That may be true, but I'm convinced that globalization is not only good for the rich, it's also good for the poor. My company, for example, has invested heavily in India and made a contribution to boosting the economy there and creating lots of jobs. In my opinion, the challenge will be to continue that trend and ensure that poverty is reduced through economic growth. Number 17.
I work for Greenpeace, and let me tell you that globalization's bad news for the environment. When manufacturers build factories in new markets, more oil or coal are burned. As international trade increases, more and more fuel is needed to transport people and goods around the world. By 2030, the world's population will require 50% more energy, water, and food. I'm firmly convinced that something must be done soon, before the Earth's no longer able to sustain human demands. Only massive investments in alternate forms of energy can help us break out of the carbon trap.
Number Number 18.
Globalization is often in the headlines, but there's no question for me as to its main advantage, improving international understanding. I personally really enjoy working in international teams and figuring out different mindsets. It really is enriching. And anyway, since economies have become interdependent, we really need to cooperate and understand each other. And I think this is having an impact on state governments, who more than ever before see that maintaining international peace and security benefits their national economies.
Number 19.
I think the biggest challenge is to keep corporate globalization in check and curb the power of the multinationals. As companies get bigger, ordinary people have less and less control over their lives, and little companies like mine don't have much chance of survival. Money is power, and big companies have strong lobbies that force governments to do what they want, not what's good for people or the environment. We need to put power back into the hands of governments and citizens. We have to make companies accountable for their actions and act in the interests of people and not just think of their profit.
Well, there have certainly been some interesting contributions to our program so far. The lines are open for another hour, so please keep those calls coming. But first, it's time for World News.
End of listening, part 3.